I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Going on,
hey,
everybody.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa. Welcome to the Midnight Paco podcast, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For real.
As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
You can find me at the underscore.
Great.
Great underscore. C-O-R-E-E.
Damn.
At Instagram.com. Damn. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco podcast.
Yes.
At Instagram.
Yes. Oh, please hit the like. Subscribe.
Like and subscribe. You can find us right here.
Bam. Notifications, if
for
you will. Show. Appreciate everybody. Appreciate you all.
Appreciate everybody for subscribing and watching and tuning in. You know, we did, this is episode 101.
101.
101.
Hey, comedy 101.
101.
Midnight Paco's 101.
101. Here we go. 101. You know, we've been consistent. We took a, you know, some breaks in
little breaks, you know.
Little breaks in between, but we
apologize for that, but you know, you need a little break in between.
We got real life situations going on, but you know what? Lying. Shout out to everybody that's been consistent.
Yes.
Following.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate
all
you
your support.
All 100%, man.
Absolutely.
You ain't lying, dude.
Hoo woo.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
So what's up, man?
Hey, man, slow motion. Slow motion.
A little bit.
Slow
little
motion.
Pause in the action.
A little pause in action. This dude got a movie coming out. He also has a website. Check him out if you haven't already.
Justin,
what's your website?
JustinFullerComedy.com, people.
JustinFullerComedy.com.
Google Justin Fuller Comedy.
You know what? I want to take a special time out. Just give a shout out to everybody that's been buying our merch.
Yes.
Show the merch right quick.
Oh, this?
That's the Cordell Rest Press Cool C Comedy. And
yes.
And what I got on right here?
Oh, is that the Justin Fuller Comedy?
It is.
Oh, that's dope.
And it smells good. Hold on, wait a minute. I don't, you know what?
What?
That's the Hello by Lionel Richie you got.
The what?
That's the Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah. I think if that video played in 2023,
mm-hmm.
they'd be like, that ain't Lionel Richie, that's Ludacris. Who the hell is that? Yo, Google the Hello video by Lionel Richie. They'd be like, that ain't Lionel Richie, that's Ludacris.
Does he have a little thing going down, or is it just because of his stash?
I don't know.
Lionel Richie had the pro in.
Lionel stash. Richie and Ludacris stash. And Stephen A. Smith is the same person. Stephen A. Smith is Ludacris' daddy. Okay,
Stephen A. Smith is Ludacris and Lionel Richie's daddy. Wait a minute.
Lionel Richie's their daddy.
Yeah, Lionel Richie is Stephen A. Smith's son. Oh, wait, well, hold on. Lionel Richie is Stephen A. Smith's daddy.
Okay.
And Stephen A. Smith is Ludacris' daddy.
Okay.
Period. Yo, welcome to the Midnight Pocket.
What's up, y'all?
What it do, y'all? This is what we do.
God damn. That's a hell of a way to start. I didn't know you had all those three in mind.
Why not? They all look alike.
They all do look alike.
Shit.
Man. Yeah. But they all talented, unfortunately.
Super talented.
Ain't that a bitch?
Lionel Richie been doing it for like over 40 years plus with the Commodores.
Right.
He's still doing the greatest. On American Idol. He got a country.
Right.
He got a country hits. He did all of his old songs and country hits. Man. Lionel Richie is like the GOAT. I mean, shout out to Lionel Richie because this is the fact. During his prime, I know Lionel Richie felt a certain way about Michael Jackson because Michael Jackson was getting all the awards.
All the shine.
When Lionel Richie was out. It was like, during the award ceremony, it was Lionel Richie, then Michael Jackson, and somebody else. I can't remember the other two or the other people that was in it. But right. Michael Jackson beat Lionel Richie. And I know Lionel Richie, you know, he's politically correct.
Right.
He was happy for Michael Jackson. But in reality, I know he felt.
How old was Michael Jackson at this time?
I don't know. But Michael Jackson, it was like.
I mean, his Lionel whole life was probably in his. Because he started from Jackson 5. So, you know what I mean?
I mean, his whole life.
He been in.
You know, Michael Jackson even made a song like, if you had my childhood. He never had a childhood.
No, not at all.
He's been a star since he was a kid.
Since a kid, dog.
But Lionel Richie. You know, he was with the Commodores.
He
had a great career, and he's still going. Shout out to Lionel Richie.
Shout out to Lionel Richie. Ludacris is one of my favorites.
Ludacris is dope, too. Ludacris did it right. He was on the radio, and then he did his music and stuff
Blueberry,
like that.
Blueberry, yum, yum.
Ludacris is the bomb. One of the things about Lionel Richie, I'm gonna just share this.
Okay.
You may or may not know, I'm a fragrance connoisseur.
Yeah.
You know.
So am I.
No, but here's the thing. I'm gonna tell you. This is the true story. I met Verding White, Earth, Wind & Fire.
Okay.
That's the dude with the hair, the electrifying bass player. One of the greatest bass players of all.
I know really. The band, not the individual people.
Well, the band is dope because right. they've been going since their 60s, and right. they're still going right now in 2023.
Dope.
All right, so I met Earth, Wind & Fire, and me is like when you meet somebody, you want it to be memorable in every single way.
Right.
And it was like, I met Verding White. Shout out to Verding White. Very classy individual. Well-spoken. And I didn't expect this from Verding. You know, he was very well-spoken. When I met him, he had a blazer on with a crest.
Where was this at?
This was at the Nautica Pavilion.
Okay.
And all of the record and the high-end people were backstage, the ASCAP people. Shout out to the bruh from the ASCAP that took the picture and then sent it to my email. Shout out to you. I can't think of your name right now. But it was like, we were backstage with Earth, Wind & Fire in Chicago.
Okay.
Huge band.
Right? Yeah.
So we backstage with Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire. I met Verding, Ralph Johnson, and Philip Bailey. I didn't meet him. He was there, but I didn't talk to him. I said hello to Ralph Johnson, shook his hand. Verding White was there. Shout out to Verding White because my cousin Dion was there. And I said, Mr. White, hold up. Wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
There's a gentleman here that was a fan of yours since you was 4 years old, since he was 4 years old. Verding instantly said, well, where is he? Where is he at?
Right, like, right.
I said, he's right there. You know, he shook everybody's hand and went on. But I said, when he got to me,
right.
I said, excuse me, Mr. White, there's a gentleman here. I don't think you understand. He's been a fan of yours since he was 4 years old.
Right.
And he instantly said, well, where is he?
Yeah.
He gave him the time. They was face to face for like 15 minutes.
Right.
And shout out to my cousin Dion. Shout out to you, man. I love you forever. That's you're my dope. Brother. He actually said, you know, one of the first things he asked Verdeen was, in the early 60s, Verdeen played this white bass. Okay. In the early 60s. Dion asked him about that white bass. Yamaha bass. And Verdeen looked at him like,
you remember that?
Who are you?
You're right.
Like, who are you?
Yeah, that's your thing. Hold on. Time out. That's your type of shit.
Well, yeah.
That's your type of memory. Hey, I seen you were here like 4 months ago. You were talking about this. And he was like, the fuck?
Well, basically, Verdeen looked, he stopped and looked at him like.
Yep.
And he said, well, he said. Verdeen literally said, Verdeen White of Earth, Wind & Fire literally told my cousin, like, look. He looked at him weird, like, wait a minute. You remember that bass?
Right.
Verdeen literally said, look, I played the sound out of that bass. I didn't know you could play the sound out of an instrument. Verdeen literally said, I played the sound out of it. First, he looked at him in shock, like, who are you? And then he said, I played the sound out of that. You know, and they had a moment, and I let them have that moment.
Dope.
But one of the things is when you meet somebody, and one of the things I remembered was, I don't know what Verdeen was wearing as far as fragrance, but it was some shit that I never smelled, and it was awesome, and I thought it was like $1 million fragrance, and it was like, whoa.
Was it because of his stature?
I mean, first of all, you see Verdeen White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and he's just.
It was just his sweat.
I mean, no, hold on. No, let me tell you. Verdeen is, you know, when they normally say Earth, Wind, and Fire, they normally say Verdeen is the fire.
Okay.
These guys are well over their 60s.
Okay.
But Verdeen still is like, he literally runs all up and down the stands.
Well.
And they chant, go Verdeen, go Verdeen, go. And he's running all over the place. He's a wild, crazy dude. He got the long hair. He's strictly a rock star.
Yeah.
But backstage,
he was
like, yes. He had on a blazer with a crest, some loafers, and he.
Well, that was a performance.
That was his performance. But I'm telling you, Verdeen was classy as fuck.
Okay.
He had on like a blazer, like an ascot, and like, yes, I'm Verdeen White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
is that how he talked?
No. Probably not.
What the? Probably not.
A little bit, but he spoke well. He spoke very well. And he had a smell. He had a fragrance on.
Was it my fragrance?
No. He had on some fragrance. I don't know what it was. But this is what I modeled myself after.
Okay.
Because when people meet me after shows or talk to me, I want them to remember, like, meeting me and smelling a fragrance they never smelled before.
And not funk.
Oh, no, no.
Right.
No, he was, no, he, it was definitely like, I smelled it and I was like, this is $1 million fragrance. Or something like,
or something
like, yo, I didn't ask him what he was wearing, but it was just like,
why didn't you ask? I'm surprised you didn't ask him.
Nah, I gave that moment to my cousin.
Yeah,
let him rock with him. But it was just like when you meet somebody, and I try to do that when I do a show.
Yeah,
people meet and talk to me after the show.
Yeah, because you forget, like, even at our level.
Even at our early stages, I want people to say they met me.
And he was cordial and cool.
And he smelled like something I never smelled before.
Silly.
I'm serious. You know, like, even right now. Hold on.
What the fuck?
Look, pause. Even right now at this moment.
Yeah.
You smell me.
Not really.
Not really?
No, nah, I be smoking.
Okay.
You know.
But.
You always come correct. You always come with some type of motherfucking, yeah. I always smell the same because I don't leave the house without cologne, without my wife. And so my natural scent is.
Fun.
Fun.
Marijuana or something.
But, or something.
But me, I like to smell like something like, you know. And
you have a variety of stuff.
I have a variety of stuff. But at the same time, it was like.
You're a connoisseur, though.
I am.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
But.
You like the finer. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm just saying like.
Ain't nothing like Jupe, dog. Remember Jupe?
I have Jupe.
I used to have Jupe.
But that was something I wore in like the seventh grade.
Yeah.
Seventh grade.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Seventh and eighth grade, I was Fahrenheit out.
My boy.
You know why I was Fahrenheit out?
What?
I couldn't afford it. Because I was going up to, well, it was called Higbee's back then.
Remember Blue Mist?
No.
It was the fake cool water.
Oh, no. I don't mess around with that. I don't mess around with nothing fake.
It would smell just like cool water.
Nah, son.
Blue but Mist, look, yo.
No.
Shout out to Blue Mist.
Shout out to nothing. But look, this is what I'm saying. I wore Fahrenheit because, let me tell you, when I was in high school, I used to be like, it was Higbee's back in the day. And I'd be like, you got any samples? Free samples? Because I can't afford none of this shit. You got any free samples?
They have a JW down here?
J. Rickens?
JW.
Oh, the fragrance and cigar shop?
No, they used to have clothes like MC Hammer and all that good stuff. And
is it J. Riggins?
No, it's JW. I don't know what it's. I can't remember. Goddamn memory. All my area.
I mean, we had shops like back in the day.
All my Erieites would know, but
Erieites.
Yeah, I'm doing bad things. It was at the mall.
Back in the day, we had J. Riggins. Shout out to J. Riggins.
I've heard
shout
J. Riggins.
Out to Silverman's. I mean, and shout out to Wild Pair. Wild Pair had all of the patent leather shoes with the silver tips, or the shoes with the silver tips.
Did they have all the bootleg colognes?
No.
See, the JW had all the the Blue Mist, and all the fake ass colognes. Mm-mm. But this was in the mall too, by the way. And they had all the you could go buy like the Amson Hammer pants and shit, those type of outfits and some good. I think I went there and got all my shit for my senior pictures.
I mean, that's cool. Get in where you fit in, but when it comes to fragrance, it's like, all right.
You see, like I said, you like the finer. You actually got cool water. I couldn't afford cool water, so I got Blue Mist.
I mean,
it was $6, dog.
It was like to a point where.
Compared to what was fucking cool water?
I had a 5-point something bottle of cool water. I was so over cool water, I gave it away.
Look.
I gave it away.
Well, that's because Snoop made it popular.
He did make it popular, but it was like.
He made it popular.
It was like.
He made it popular.
He did. And the cool water cologne, which was dope. When he did the remix to Lottie Dottie.
Yeah, oh my.
But
did he get profit from cool water?
I don't know. But before Snoop did cool water cologne, Slick Rick said, and the Polo cologne.
That's the classic.
Shout out to Slick Rick.
I'm still going to do his shit on karaoke.
I'm here to tell you, 2023, I wore the classic Polo cologne with the gold top, the green bottle and Polo. I mean the green bottle
with the gold top.
With the gold top.
That's my dad's shit.
I wore that, and I got plenty of compliments on Polo, classic Polo.
I always remember my dad's Polo shit. It's all he used to have.
That's classic.
But he didn't have a lot of it, but he would just have a Polo.
It don't
shit.
Matter. Yeah. It's classic.
It's classic.
I
got one. Look, I used to have a couple, actually.
Look, you the can shop, put on Polo cologne right now and get compliments. You know why? Because it's classic.
Well, It's going to just be there. It's one of them fragrances.
Shout out to Polo cologne.
Oh, he's all about Polo. Polo needs to hook you up with a goddamn...
I don't know, because I'm wearing Justin Fuller.
Well, that's this episode, but you can rewind and look at all the thumbnails and send them all to Polo and say, look at, that's free advertisement for y'all.
I got all my Polo from Walmart. I get all my Polo from Walmart. Amen. Go to Walmart and deals, get some Polo.
Deals, baby. Gotta get the deals. Look. Off camera, DC in the house.
DC is not in the house. DC is definitely in the motherfucking house.
He's in holding.
No, DC ain't.
Nah, he's knocking on the door.
I tell you who is around.
What's that? Oh, no. Oh, bring that back.
Look, DC is not in the house.
No.
But I tell you who is in the house.
What's that?
Elbow drop.
Oh shit. No, man. Hey, how about we were talking off, you know, off camera. Hey, first off, we had like two podcasts prior to this.
Every day.
Every
before we record the podcast, and even on the phone, we have podcasts. But
it's amazing.
Go ahead and continue.
But we were talking about how, as far as like growing up, right, how, you know, I go home and, you know, my son, he's, you know, he's starting a family, I guess you could say. He's young. My older sister was saying, as far as like, oh, he should have had this job. And it's like, reminds me of me growing up as far as like, I've never tried to reach for any type of dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's and it was never pushed upon me. Only thing ever, like, tried to be, like, my father ever tried to, like, encourage me to do is baseball, because that was, like, his passion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Golf a little bit.
Right.
It didn't click.
Right. You know what I mean?
As far as that goes. But it was, like, other than that, like, any other thing, like, it just never, it was always go the safe route.
I mean, and that's what we do as parents, but at the same time, it's like, don't shit on your kids' dreams.
No.
Like, for example, for me, you know, people see me doing comedy and they say, I'm glad you're living out your dreams. Right. And I thank them for that. But, you know, comedy is not really a dream of mine. I'm going to be honest with you. I like doing comedy. I enjoy it.
Individual flight.
There you go. Look, the real dream is individual flight. And driving Optimus Prime, a Transformer. That's a
you
dream.
You can't be serious. You can't be serious.
That's
man.
A dream.
No, you can't be serious.
Individuals fight. Look. I want to be like, you know, chilling around my dudes and be like, you know what?
I'll catch you later.
And just take off in the air and be gone. If I'm driving my, I drive a truck. I drive a truck for a living. And. What? Yeah, I drive truck for them. So if I'm driving a truck and somebody in front of me, I want to be able to push a button and be like, you stupid as hell. I just saved the world from a stupid driver. You blew up, you're off. And I could just transform and, you know, my truck transform and I'm in Optimus Prime and he's running.
Love Optimus Prime.
You know what I'm saying? That's a dream. But comedy is not a dream. It's a reality. It's something that I want to do, reality. But as far as a dream, individual flight and driving a Transformer and having a robot at my service. That's a dream of mine.
Okay.
That's my dream.
Let's rewind that. That's a dream. But let's what did you want to do?
All right.
Honestly, hold on real quick, because I know
I got an answer
said.
For you.
I know what you said, and that's why we're getting into it, and I'm glad I was able to recall, because it was a good conversation starter. However, growing up, it's not like I wanted to. I didn't say, like, I'm going to be a comedian.
Neither did I.
I could do that. I want to do that. I would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But You smell my cologne?
Go ahead.
You smell my cologne?
I'm listening.
This is what
go ahead, baby. I'm listening, baby.
As I walk into the gym. This is what this is.
Yeah, pass it to you.
Go ahead, baby. All right, go ahead.
You know what I mean? It wasn't one of those things where I grew up telling my family I want to be a comedian. This is what I want to do with my life. You know what I mean? It wasn't one of those. However, when I told them, they were like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? It wasn't.
I'm going to share something with you.
Yeah. I don't think it wasn't, like, especially for my parents. It wasn't a thing until they came and see me that I think my father knew that I could do it. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, like, it was always just said, basically, it wasn't, like, growing up thinking, this is what I'm going to do is, you know, it was always go to school, get a good job, get a degree,
Definitely. Provide
for your family.
Definitely.
Fuck dreams.
No.
Those are for suckers.
No, for me, it was like when I was younger, I was going to be an action hero doing my own stunts. You know, like Jackie Chan.
Right. God.
I want to be an action hero doing my own stunt. That was my dream. I was going to be a movie star, action hero doing my own stunt.
So you really wanted, like, that was it. Like, when you seen, okay, dope.
Yeah, that was it, but it didn't. And I wanted to be a Marine. For some reason, I wanted to be a Marine.
Because of movies, maybe?
No.
Because of the country?
Because I wanted to serve my country, and I wanted to look good. And I was a big fan.
Good. You do look good in a Marine uniform.
I was a big fan of Marines. I was a big fan of G.I. Joe.
I love G.I. Joe.
That was my thing. And Gung Ho was a Marine. And
yeah, he was. Gung Ho. Okay.
Gung Ho was a Marine. And it was another dude that was a Marine.
Duke, I think, was a Marine because he had the tan shirt. I think that was a Marine. Tan shirt, green pants.
Gung Ho was a Marine, and somebody else was a Marine.
Duke.
It was another Marine. I can't think of his name.
Roblox?
I don't know. I like Roblox, too.
Roblox was the dog.
Yeah. But then again, it was like I wanted to be a Marine.
I always like Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
I love Snake Eyes. I love Storm Shadow. I love
ninja stuff.
I love Tamox and Zamox.
Yeah.
I love Zartan.
Well, you know what?
I even love the Dreadnoks.
You know what Tamox and Zamox remind me of?
What?
Deep State, dog. The government.
Well,
they're the business side of Cobra.
That was Tamox and Zamox. They was Zamox. Business, but they was gangster at the same time.
Yeah.
Tomox and Zamox, they one had a cut on their face.
Yep.
And I actually tried it. I took a pen and I tried to make a scar on my face like Tomox and Zamox. I did.
I used to say my name was Billy because I think that's what they were saying that Storm Shadow's name was.
It was even a point in my life. My name is Cordell.
Yeah.
And my whole clique, we reversed our names. My name was Ledrock.
Ledrock?
Yeah. That's Cordell backwards. Ledrock.
Ledrock?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you Ledrock.
That's cool.
That's what's up.
Ledrock.
That's like a personality.
Ledrock.
Like yeah.
For real.
Multiple
Ledrock.
Personality. That's what's
that's
up.
That's Cordell backwards. But, you know.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Ledrock. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I mean, but you know,
no, G.I. Joe was dope, dog.
G.I. Joe was dope. It's just like right now these cartoons, they don't really have no purpose. You know, Popeye. Because of Popeye, I like spinach. Because of Popeye, spinach is good for you.
I even eat
raw spinach.
I like it in wedding soup.
Wedding soup.
That's about it.
You don't like spinach?
Not just like on a plate. Spinach.
Man, I used to eat spinach.
You know why? Because it's like this much.
I mean, but...
you put a whole bunch and it's like this much.
There was a place that you and I worked at, and they had like bags of raw spinach.
Yeah.
I used to just kill it. Like,
Just eat it?
I mean, because I mean, the taste of it.
Well,
because
people like that, like salads instead, too.
I like the taste of it.
Okay.
And it was because of Popeye.
Really?
Pretty much. Because of Popeye.
Nice and... chase people around trying to have sex. No. Brutus is always trying to rape Olive, dog.
I mean,
all the time.
To be honest with you.
And Popeye used to probably jerk off because he had big forearms.
But to be honest with you, Olive was digging Brutus. She was.
Well, she was a flirt. She was just nice.
She had
nothing. Was she playing both? Nothing.
She had no boobs, no butt.
Nothing.
And that's how it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes people with nothing be like, you be like.
Well, that's because of hype.
There's some chicks right now that's out here that's popular that has nothing.
What?
They have boy bodies, boy hips, and nothing.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about ones that you could go and find, like, and bodies are like, say what?
I mean, you know.
That's what I always said. Like, you always see these like, famous dudes, and they're with, like, these people, these other actresses and shit, and they're like, eh. You know you can go to Brazil?
Hold on.
You know you can go to Brazil?
First of all, you know, now that I'm, like, I'm going to just say this. Like, I mean, I'm still a local person.
Yeah. We're local.
I'm local. Yeah. I'm a Cleveland local person.
For sure.
But I'm, like, dribbling into, like, the celebrity lifestyle. And this is what I'm saying about this. It's people in the industry that I can pick up the phone and call.
Yes.
Or FaceTime.
Right.
That will take my call.
Yes.
I'm bleeding over into the little industry.
A little bit. You know why though? And this is something that people I'm a lightweight unit, they lack. And that's cause you support, you reach out.
Yeah.
You talk to people without any want, you know, for the most part, which is reaching out. But you like, you know, comment, you know, you're always just, it's a superpower. Not everybody has it. I'm learning it. I'm honestly. And you look, you know, shout out to Miko. You know,
shout out to Miko.
You said that's one person that helped you, you know, as far as how he moves and you know, he puts on people and shouts people out and, you know.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing, man. You don't look at it. Think about it like this. And even shout out to Ebony Timberlake. You know what I mean? Once again, because the first time I ever did comedy, she was the first one to ever come up to me and say, you know, you're funny. And CC too. CC Bullock.
Shout out to CC.
She was another one, you know, in a room full of comedians who have seen me, who have been there, who have done it longer than me.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, different times. I don't know if it was the same night. It may have been the same night. But either way, other people didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's that little thing that when people reach out and say something or post something or like something, you're like, what the? Someone's paying attention?
Exactly. But see, here's the thing. It's like the way I move and the way I conduct myself is because I take a little bit from everybody.
Right.
Miko taught me how to be, you know, how to move a little bit on social media because the way he conducted himself with me.
Right.
You know, he followed me. I followed him. He followed me back. He liked a bunch of my shit.
Okay. Right.
I said, well, damn, that's the way I should be. So that's what I do. I mocked myself after him. People like Leon Bibb, he taught me how to have class in the business.
Leon Bibb.
He's a newscaster, local newscaster. I mean, like, everybody pretty much that's in the news industry right now, they kind of emulate Leon Bibb.
What channel?
He was on channel 8, I believe.
Okay.
He's not active anymore. But, you know, he was a class act.
Okay.
And when I met him, I told him that. I said, a lot of people emulate you. He was like, you think so? I said, I know so.
See, but the thing is, you pay attention to those things,
man. You know what? I pay attention to him.
It's
amazing,
the details sometimes.
And I was able to tell him, like, who and what they got from him.
See?
I told him, like,
this person did this, this person did this, and they got this from you. And he looked at me like, you know, and I'm like, yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every time I say, I hear that phrase, I think of Chris Rock.
Look, well, hold on. Real quick, Leon Bibb is actually the cousin of our mayor of Cleveland right now, which is Justin Bibb.
Shout out to
the mayor of Cleveland.
Justin
Bibb. Justin, all right, but go ahead.
I'm saying every time I hear, let me ask you this. Can you kick my ass? From Chris Rock. But, shit, what were we talking about? Ever since
Leon Bibb is like a trendsetter. Like, the way he does conduct interviews, and I notice on the news, a lot of reporters give the news that maybe they may not, it just may be a recording.
But you were saying the way it was emulate him.
The way I emulate him.
How do you pick up on, like, this was the question I was coming back to. Does it frustrate you because you think a certain way? You think everybody should be a certain way and it frustrates you because they're not? Because you have to, because I understand where you come from.
Uh-huh.
That's why, like, when we talk,
uh-huh,
we get along because I understand where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how you think.
Right.
And I try to explain where I come from and why I'm thinking the same way. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's hard when people just don't think and they just move a certain way.
All right. I'm glad you said that. Because, all right, so this is not a shot at you.
I know.
But this is just an observation.
Okay.
A lot of people that we encounter,
yeah,
think just like you. And what I try to do is explain to you
100% because you helped me.
I try to explain to you, like, look, this equals this.
That's not a shot, because you've helped me with this. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know, because, okay, you do this and you do that, it equals this and that and that and this. But because it's like you don't know, and this is what I'm saying, it's like, we're all going in the same direction.
Right.
And I try to explain to you.
Right.
And I do it to you,
mm-hmm,
and not to everybody. Yeah. But I'm trying to explain to you, like, look, you know, and I make fun of you and I mock you because you'd be like, I just want to do my comedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, okay.
You see, so, hold on, let me explain to everybody who really don't know and probably haven't followed up much on, you know. Since the beginning, I've always just wanted, you know, look, my whole goal was to get on stage and do comedy. And he's like, let's do skits. You want to do this? You want to act? I'm like, I'm good. You know what I mean? But within the process, things have opened up. And I've always said I'm open to things, but I'm not, like, pursuing things. But the problem is, and we're in positions where we can pursue things, and we should be pursuing things, and we're in the market to pursue things, and we're all about, that's our job, is to pursue things, basically.
Okay, so like, when he say, I just want to do my comedy, and I'm like, that's cool. You have great material, you have great comedy.
Yeah.
But, okay, would you agree or disagree that, like, you know, basically, like, knowing us and knowing our personalities is getting to know our comedy. Would you agree or disagree with that?
100% agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
So people all over the world don't really know us personally.
For our comedy, but they know us
may,
from this.
They may know us from our comedy.
They know us more from this, I guarantee you.
I know, but knowing us from this, but is that really knowing our humor?
I mean, pretty goddamn close.
But is it really knowing our humor?
No.
It's not. So basically, I would say, would you think people in Cleveland knew Justin's humor versus the world?
Oh, I don't know.
So you think people in Cleveland pretty much knows your humor?
Not at all. I mean, they still don't really. I mean, they know.
They got an idea.
They got an idea. The people around.
I mean,
here.
Okay. So here's the facts.
Any place. Hold on. Anybody in our group, they know what the fuck they're dealing with when they see me.
All right, but here go the facts. All right, this is what happens. All right, I'm invited to do venues. I do venues. I'm like, yo, I'll do the venue for you. I'm going to bring other comedians with me. Justin's normally the comedian, one of the other comedians, if anybody else, that I bring with me.
This guy.
Is it true?
Yes.
Fact?
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
So, with that being said, Everywhere that I invite this guy to do comedy with, he's always off in the corner taking pictures and shit. Like, people love this dude. Am I lying or am I not?
Facts.
Facts. Okay. With that being said, it's like people that's here locally, they see this guy, they love this guy, they know his humor.
Yes.
So my thing is, let's do something in addition to outside of Cleveland that get to know and love your humor.
Oh, I'm working on that.
No, but that's my whole idea. And from the beginning, I've always got from this guy is
pushback.
Pushback, and I never knew my comedy. But I'm like, bro, that's cool. I just want to do comedy too. But in his rebuttal is, it's you that want to be in skits. It's you want to do this and that and other and blah, blah, blah. And blah, 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 blah. No, it's not that. It's that this is a way that the world can get to know both of our comedy 100%. And our humor.
Different outlets.
100%. In different outlets. Because right now, we're in the beginning stages.
Beginning stages.
Very beginning stages.
100%.
And
everything helps.
Okay, the truth of the matter, and this is no...
I'll tell you what, though.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
This is no... I'm not bragging or nothing. I'm not. Seriously. No, look. I got a great following here in the city of Cleveland.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
Okay. But my thing is, outside of Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Columbus, maybe.
A little bit.
But I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
You know, L.A., New York.
Some.
They don't, some. But I'm just saying, like, they don't really know me.
No.
So that's what I'm saying.
We haven't hit the spots.
But this is what I'm saying. But our goal is.
But we have avenues.
We have avenues. But what I'm saying is, like, yeah, Cleveland is great. And I love all the support from Cleveland. For sure. I love Cleveland.
Yeah.
I'm born and raised here.
I'm not.
I know he's
not. But I've been here.
He's been here.
Yeah.
And is it safe to say.
Hey, hold on. Go ahead.
Is it safe to say. And I'm not saying, I'm just trying to be very factual. Is it safe to say, because I'm affiliated with you, they fuck with you a little bit?
Oh, 100%. I mean, yeah. I've been co-signing on a lot of shit.
Let's keep it real. Look.
I'm a co-sign because I know you.
Okay, so this
ain't
is
what, wrong with that.
No, this is what I'm saying. But my goal is to make the same love and respect and reception that I get from Cleveland everywhere.
Right.
And the way we can do that is through skits.
Right.
Through movies and things like that. That's all I'm saying, Jay.
Man, and I'm working on it. I got a movie coming up.
He's got a movie coming out. What's the name of your... Talk about your movie, man. Talk your shit, bro. Let's go.
That's the last song.
I ain't saying shit.
Revenge. Hey, I just posted the new poster. I mean, I put some, you know, October Friday. Because it comes out on... Well, the premiere is October Friday the 13th. That's why I did it the way I did. It looks silly. But that's all the app it had, or the gift. But either way, October 13th. It's a Friday. It's a premiere. It's at the Silver Spot Cinema. Boom. I'll put bam. Ticket information. Bam. You know what I mean? You can look all that up. But I'm looking forward to it, man. It's exciting. You know what I mean? I look on the poster and I look like, yeah, I remember the photo shoot. You know, I'm like, because we took a few different pictures and I knew how they were going to do it. But I like how the final one came out. Looks dope. I needed one of those right here.
It's coming.
You know, in the studio.
Oh, the movie poster?
It's coming.
Movie poster?
I'm going to get
that. What's the name of the movie?
Maxie's Revenge.
Revenge.
The last song. Revenge.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, it's coming.
And it's dope. And in addition to that, it's like, you know, I mean, I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And on my end, shout out to D-Hawk.
Shout out to D-Hawk.
I've been in a couple of D-Hawk skits.
I laugh every time I see the one with the post boy.
I'm in a couple of D-Hawk skits. Shout out to D-Hawk. But it's like I got a couple of things that I'm working on myself up here, and it's going to come out.
I'm excited with one. I mean, look, he just, look, this dude, he just says things. And I used to fight him. Look, I promise you I used to fight him. He told you just now, the pushback. It's been 2 years, and now I'm just like this. Let's do it. Let's fucking do it.
Look, from the beginning, I'm like,
let's do it.
We had a podcast, and I'm looking. I'm like, yeah, we're going to have this guy on the podcast. And this guy was like, so how are you going to get him on the podcast? And this, that, and the, yeah, that'll be great.
I can't wait to have Joel Byers on the podcast.
And Joel Byers and who else?
Well, Greg Morton.
And who else?
And, of course, all the other local celebs.
And the touring comics. He was like, yeah, right. That'll be nice, but, you know.
I mean, this dude just calls people.
I mean, basically, so
Hold on. Look. Oh, go ahead.
Look, this is the technology. Yeah, it's available. Why not utilize it? Like, you know, like Facebook, IG.
He ain't lying.
You got connections.
Well, the problem right is, here. Is, like I said, it's a superpower, and it's called approach. Approach. And people, if you don't know nothing about nothing, approach is a big thing. Look, shout out to Barakat. Barakat has a new podcast.
Shout out to Barakat.
Barakat has a new podcast.
What country is he in?
Saudi Arabia.
All right, so when we met Barakat, let me just explain this. Shout out to Barakat. We were at our club where we work our jokes out the Funny Stop.
Funny Stop.
Located in Cuyahoga Falls. Mm-hmm. And this was his first time doing comedy in English.
Yes.
He did a decent job.
Yes, he did.
He has great stage presence.
Oh, he was like, you know, because, you know, you think about, because in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, first time up.
Right.
No, it was just first time in English.
First time in English.
So he was up there and he looked super comfortable. Shit. You know
super
what I mean?
Comfortable.
Yeah. But in English, dude, look, hold on, pause. There's this guy at my job, speaks no English.
Mm-hmm.
My Spanish is muy mal. Very bad. But the little bit I know, I try to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, nobody else talks to them at my job. But I try and talk to them. Because I know Spanish.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and talk to him.
Yeah.
But when he talks to me, I'm like, what the fuck did you say? Because he speaks so quick.
Here's a little piece of advice.
Yes.
Pull up Google Translate on your phone.
Yeah, I did. I know. Yeah. But either way, certain words, we get along. But for Barakat to go up there and do a whole 5 minutes
in English.
When it's not his original language, is what I'm saying.
You not
know,
his
so that's though to even know a language and then go up and tell jokes. You know,
right.
So go ahead.
So this is what happened that night. Barakat, he did his set in English for the first time. I was honored. I was thrilled to meet him and talk to him and everything. No other comedian that was there said nothing to him.
Nope.
So I'm excited to tell him, like, yo, me and Justin, we have a podcast.
Yep.
And it's available on all platforms.
All platforms.
You can go on YouTube. And he said, oh, I have a show. I said, oh, okay, we go on YouTube? He was like, no.
Yeah, right? No.
I'm on NBC.
Yeah, peasants.
I'm on NBC.
What?
He was actually like...
It was the equivalent of...
It was NBC of... Where was he from?
Saudi Arabia. Balling out there. Doing big things. Here, nobody's fucking looked at him. But you approached him.
I mean, I approached him because it's like, yo, you came all this way to do comedy. I'm not going to just let you be like, okay, bye. Right. Get out of here. No, I'm going to, welcome. Thank you for, you know, like, come on, man.
Hey, that is, people, if you don't learn anything, pick up on that. That is a superpower.
You say it's a superpower,
dog. I was sitting right next to you, but I didn't say shit. You went up to him.
But what I'm saying is,
I mean, after you introduction, you know, after the introduction, it was I'm all over it, and I'll talk to you know.
I mean, to me, and maybe it's not. I think it's common sense. Like, bro,
I'm just saying.
Welcome to the country. Welcome.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey. Yeah. We had a great conversation. Shout out to Better Car.
We had a great night, even across the hall.
And in my mind, it was like a great connection, and it will probably last for a lifetime.
Oh, I agree, 100%. I'm always liking stuff and giving blessings, and shout out to his new podcast. You know,
yeah, shout out to Better Car.
Sharif, I'm not 100%, but I'll post it right here. Bang.
Bang.
Shout out to those guys because they just started a new podcast, so check them out.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Yes! And congratulations to you.
Hey, congratulations to you, dog.
Hey, thank you, man. We did it. We're over 100 episodes. Yeah. We stayed consistent at it. Shout out to all the Cleveland comedy and Ohio comedy. Guys putting in work.
100%.
Women is putting in work. Shout out to y'all.
We got more coming, man.
Oh, we definitely got some more guests coming. Look, stay tuned for the new guests we got coming in.
You don't even know.
Yo, Jay, where can they find you at?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
You can find me at the_great_CORE. That's where you can find COREE. That's where you can find me at Instagram.com. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast. We're available on all platforms.
All platforms.
Thank you for your support. We love you.
Yes.
Keep tuning in.
Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you would. And please look, if you see us on the thing, hit like. It's okay. You can hit like. You see us scrolling through. We love everybody.
Hey, this dude makes dynamite fudge. Look out for his fudge too.
Fudge is off the chain.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.